On radio. On radio. More of the good stuff. CliffCentral.com.
Welcome back to the good stuff. Cliff Central's very own happy hour with myself, Brent Lindekew, the good things guy. I've also got Kerry back in studio next to me, the good things girl. Hey, Kerry, how you doing?
Good morning.
Damn, it's good to have you back in studio. It was great last week. I mean, you got to have a bit of a break. But the studio was rather quiet without you, not going to lie.
Oh, but Kirst did a fantastic job.
Kirst did do a fantastic job. And if you want to listen to that last show, just go head over to the podcasts. It's all over there. You can catch up with it. Guys, it's Tuesday. It's our favorite day of the week. We get to hang out with you in studio, bring you the really good stuff, inspirational stories, and good news. Our country is filled with so much cuck. Mm-hmm. The news, you got those big news websites. I'm not going to give them a punt on air. But if you go look at them, if you open up any newspaper, you're getting the same ambush of news.
And there's just so much going on.
I know, but I think we're sick of it. We don't want that.
Yeah.
So that's why we've created the show. I mean, we've been going for 2 years, so we're doing okay things, I think.
2 years.
Say what? That's insane. So, yeah, this is the good stuff. Every Tuesday, we get to hang out with you in studio and bring you Cliff Central's very own happy hour. We like to think that the show puts a smile on people's dials and provides a welcome relief from the daily grind. God knows we need it. With compelling and inspirational interviews and a healthy dose of humor, myself and the team search for good news stories from South Africa and around the globe. Mm. So, Kerry and I will kick off the show today with our regular catch-up reporting on all the news that matters. We find the top five trending good news stories every week, and we bring you those good news stories to try inspire you, give you something to talk about at the water cooler.
Something to make you feel better.
Something to make you feel better, because that is what we do. We also get to interview really inspirational people, and today is no different.
I'm so excited about the ones today.
How rad. So Tlubi, yes. She's one of our Cliff Central presenters, actually.
Love.
She does a show with Gareth Armstrong, and she's going to be in studio with us today, not talking about their show.
Mm.
Actually, I might delve into it a little bit just to find out sort of what's cracking that side. She's here today to speak about the Red Bull Wings of Change.
Mm.
It's the world's most unique running and fundraising event. It's like a race.
Yes.
And it is truly global. It's an event that takes place in 35 international locations simultaneously.
And Tlubi's become so active.
Well, she is. She's super fit. Yeah. She's super, super, super fit. Ever since her Isidingo days.
Yes.
Back then. So yeah, we're going to catch up with her, which I'm quite excited about. And then also Ella Bella from Miss Earth also pops around to chat about the Miss Earth initiative. And
which
what's in store.
Amazing.
It is. They do incredible stuff. And I think that there's only a week left that you can register to take part in the 2016 Miss Earth South Africa. So she's going to come in studio to chat a little bit more about that. I hope she brings her big green glasses. whenever she talks up on stage, she puts on these massive, massive green glasses. We'll unpack that when she's here, whether she has them or not. Quite excited. And then we're ending off the show today with an awesome idea to make a difference by changing just one thing. It's Kirsten Page, who bring us the Huddle Up news. And today it's all about the GEM product, the GEM. We featured them before, but I think we actually have someone in studio with us today.
Yes.
That's pretty rad.
Which is really awesome as well. Very exciting.
It's cool stuff, man. There's lots going on. If you want to get involved with the conversation is not just between Kerry and I. It's also got to do with you. You can tweet us at cliffcentral.com. You can also do Brent Lindekew. You can send us a message on our official WeChat account. Talk to us. Give us a phone call on 0861-555-189. It's that simple. Okay, we'll quickly dive into it because we have to. It's trending news. It's on point. We'll have to try find some good stuff out of this. Is there anything good going on with Zuma? No news is good news. It sounds like a little bit of silence coming from that corner of the room. Okay, so
silence is golden.
Maybe the cool part is that the country's everyone's jumping on board and realizing that he is just a twat and actually he needs to go, which is great. There's a whole bunch of people that are jumping on board. I don't know if you heard
you
about
know
the
what,
news.
Hey, I think he just got stuck in the spiral. I think it's snowballed.
Well, I think that people were quiet for too long.
Mm.
So I think that people were sort of not saying anything because they didn't want to step out of line. I'm talking about people that are sort of in charge and leaders and all of that stuff. I said last week or the week before, I created that petition in November and I got huge flack for it. I nearly lost the roadshow that I was supposed to do. There was a whole bunch of downside that came from that. It feels good.
Negative.
It feels good that the rest of the country is on board.
Yeah.
It feels really good that the rest of the country is on board.
No, definitely. And it's about creating awareness as well about things that are going on. And oh my goodness, did you see? I think he did a rally.
On Saturday or Sunday.
And
only half the people, less than half the people, showed up.
That they had a lot of water left over this.
A lot of water left over. I hope they donated that.
Operation Hydrate.
less than half. And I guess always we try to find the good side of everything and be optimistic. But in this case, I'm going to say that they were half empty.
Yes.
And apparently what circulated yesterday all over the news is that half did in fact not miss their transport. There wasn't a big cock up with the buses and whatever. It was that the buses and the taxis passed the stadium and dropped everybody off at the beach. No joke. So they all went for a nice beach
People
day.
People came from everywhere, though.
They came
from here.
They came from a beach. They went to a beach day in PE. And thank you, ANC, for supporting us like that.
Wow.
How flippin' funny.
And I'm sure a lot of them have never even been to the beach.
Not at all.
Wow, that's amazing. Well done, guys.
Well done, guys. Something else that happened over the weekend, more on the international level. Sia, we all know Sia.
Mm.
She's amazing. We love her. So on Sunday, Calvin Harris was meant to be the headliner act.
Yeah.
And Sia was playing on another stage at another time or whatever. She stole the show. They've literally said that Sia owned Coachella this weekend.
Took over, hey?
Took over.
Just and did it.
She's trending. She's the biggest trend to come out of there. It was a complete theatrical performance. I watched the whole thing early hours of this morning when I was busy doing my articles. It was phenomenal. She is an entertainer.
I didn't see it.
The beginning of the show, she's sort of elevated above everybody else.
Yes.
And she's wearing that crazy wig so you can't see her face. One side white, one side black with this massive bow. Mm. And she's got this long flowing dress that kind of looks like a wedding dress. And as she starts performing, she sort of sings her first couple of notes. And the crowd goes wild. And everything sort of starts going and the lights going and it gets all crazy. And all of a sudden her wedding dress at the bottom starts moving.
What?
But like moving like mad. And then the next second, it breaks off of her, and it's like seven different dancers that of her wedding dress. And that was the start of it.
People love that, though.
And it just escalated to this ridiculous sort of performance. She had famous Kristen Wiig from Saturday Night Live was one of the dancers during her.
That is incredible.
So she really stole the show, and she did an hour performance. It's like a concert.
Wow. I want to see it.
I'm going to show you. I'll put that link up online. Yes, I'll do it again. Yeah. Next year, I think you and I should go. I think as the Good Stuff team, Cliff Central, if you're listening, we'd like to go to Coachella.
Please, thank you.
Please and thank you. That's that's what we would like to do because that is how we roll. Just saying.
We just ask for stuff.
Just saying.
Good stuff. It's good stuff.
It's good stuff. The other thing that we have going on is our little Sylvester the Lion that sort of escaped twice and then got told he was going to get put down. And then the whole of South Africa's social media was like, no, it's not going to happen.
What on earth?
What are you doing? What's going on? So they've now relocated him to a new place, a new park, where he is again, in fact, the alpha. He's become the alpha again.
And that just shows you as well the power of social media and the power of people speaking out.
It's important.
It's so important.
Man, it's important. Social media is one of the biggest things that you could use right now to create positive good. And another story, which we need to bring up, is the Twitter blanket drive is happening right now.
Yes.
Start collecting your blankets. That was created by one woman. Her name is still, hasn't changed, Melanie Minar.
Mm.
And in 2010, she was standing in a cold, on a cold day looking out the window.
Yeah.
And she just thought of everybody else around her and sort of where South Africa is. And she tweeted a simple tweet, which not only changed her life, but has managed to change thousands of South Africans' lives. And now international, because Australia's jumped on board this year with the Twitter blanket drive. So she tweeted, imagine if everybody on Twitter in South Africa donated one blanket.
Just one.
That's all she said.
It's just one blanket.
Just one blanket. Mm-hmm. And last year it was really cool. I got to MC the event at Melrose Arch Fire and Ice. Little shout out to them. It was pretty incredible. Rubber Duck played. It was super.
Yes, I remember. And they had boxes for your blankets.
Boxes for the blankets. And we collected over 40,000 blankets in one night.
Yeah, I remember.
Are you joking?
That is huge.
It's pretty big. And it started just from one tweet, one social media, it's micro-activism. That's what it is. Doing small things on a large scale using social media.
And it is so amazing how everybody's just jumping on boards with on board with a blanket thing as well.
I think it's so
there are a lot
important.
Of people that are cold. Hey,
it's and no
and
one.
It's not, I drive through Norwood, and it kills me.
No one deserves to be cold. Mm-mm. That is a huge thing that we all need to concentrate on. And you know, people are doing things all over that are making changes. If we can sort of
every day.
Do a throw forward to next week. Yes. Next week, Tuesday, is the launch of CEO Sleep House. Mm-hmm. And we all know what they did last year. They made a lot of money.
And that night was freezing.
It was freezing. So I'm quite excited. I'm going to be at the media launch next week, Tuesday. And we're going to bring you a whole bunch of stuff from there.
That is awesome. I'm very excited.
It's an exciting concept this year.
They did a lot last year.
Yeah, it
this
is.
This year's going to be bigger.
It is exciting, man. It is exciting. Kay, one thing that I did over the weekend, which I think you might find really interesting. Mm-hmm. Every year, the city of Joburg and Hollard join forces to bring us, I don't know where that noise is coming from, but we can hear it, yeah.
Sounds like people laughing.
It's really loud. So the city of Joburg and Hollard come together to bring us the Freedom Ride.
Yes, I saw that.
The Freedom Rider. Yes. Did it on Sunday.
How was it?
How flippin' amazing.
There were a lot of people that did it.
Man, it was such a cool thing to do. Sorry, our producer's shouting at everybody downstairs. Apparently, there's a huge party going on downstairs.
Party in the parking lot.
So if you can hear those distant sounds, it's not ghosts in the machine. It is, in fact, people downstairs having a moor of a party.
We're going to
go to an ad break for the rest of the show because Kerry and I need to go drink champagne downstairs.
In the parking lot. Let's go.
Car bar. No, so the Freedom Ride is super, super cool. We started on Nelson Mandela Square.
Yes.
I just lied to you. Nelson Mandela Bridge.
Yeah.
In the middle of town. And we were all on our bicycles, and we took a full tour. It was like 38 kilometers, super, super far. Took a full tour from there.
Around Joburg.
Well, from Joburg all the way into Soweto. We went to the Hector Peterson Memorial, yes, took a couple of photos there. We were in Vilakazi Road. I tried to take a couple of photos there.
Okay, now wait, let me interrupt you. Who are you riding with?
So I've got this group of friends. We don't call ourselves. Our WhatsApp group is the Incredibles.
Yeah.
And a whole bunch of us rode together and my inspiration, who I've had on the show before.
Yeah.
Matt Cohen.
That was incredible.
Did you see the photo?
Yes, I did.
So imagine cycling with your legs like we do.
Exactly.
But not with your legs.
Your hand. I mean with your legs.
With your hands.
Yeah.
Maddie did it the whole way. And when we got to the end, you could see his hands were just,
wow,
like hard work. And throughout the race, I just was blown away.
That was an inspiration for me to see as well.
So honored and so proud to call that boy my friend.
Well, it actually made me look at myself because I thought to myself, if this guy can do it, then I can do it as well.
It was a phenomenal experience, and it's cool. We've had him on the show before. Yes. I've written an article about him before as well. He is really an inspirational human being who just keeps going.
That's incredible.
He just doesn't stop, man.
That was amazing for me to see.
Just phenomenal.
Well done.
But yes, so I rate that everybody should do the Freedom Ride at least once. It's quite phenomenal. It was
and well done. It's nice. It's good exercise for you and good training.
Good training for the next big ride
and the next one.
It just never ends. As long as we're doing it for good
and
for charity, that's what's important,
yes,
right?
Yes, get involved.
Exactly. So I don't know if you were playing on Facebook last night, but something really crazy has been going viral since I think it was Friday.
Well, there's a lot of things that are going viral since Friday.
Okay, South African Cape Town train. Does that make any sense whatsoever? I feel like I'm playing charades.
Tell me. And tell everybody else.
So a lady by the name of Genevieve Maxim,
yes,
posted a video while she was waiting for their train to arrive. There's been a lot of strikes starting in Cape Town.
Did
you
see
that?
But I didn't play it.
You should have.
Yeah, I should have.
But I'm glad you didn't because now I'm going to see the effects of what it really is. So Genevieve put this video up of a Capetonian who was sitting playing his guitar while they had to wait for the trains for over 2 hours.
What?
2 hours. But luckily, they had this entertainment. And we need to ask ourselves seriously, where's he been all our lives? For real. This is him. Have a listen.
Oh,
Look, there's a bunch of screaming kids in the background, but his voice is insane.
That is amazing. I wish it could be over now,
but the truth is I need you around. Wait for it, here it comes. You say I'm crazy, but you don't think I know what you've done. How flippin' insane is that?
That is beautiful.
Look, the kid screaming in the background's not great, but the video has already had 170,000 views, which is unheard of in South Africa.
Exactly.
If you think of like a South African thing.
That is really beautiful though.
We don't get that often. Apparently, one of the radio stations down in Cape Town got hold of him this morning. And they've offered to do a song for him. So to like write a song or whatever for him and help produce and do the whole thing, which I think is flipping cool. The girl that posted the video, she was posting last night and she was saying, I've had 150 friend requests since this morning. This is getting weird.
And she filmed the whole thing.
So it's a full song. I'm going to post it up onto my page so you can go see it. It is pretty phenomenal because he is just so, so, so talented.
And it was effortless.
Great word, because it was. It was effortless.
For him, he was just sitting there like he would at home.
Sitting with the guitar, playing a tune.
Like there was no one else around.
Wow,
that's incredible.
Absolutely phenomenal. This is the good stuff, and we're all about the good stuff. And every week we bring you 5 top trending good news stories that we search for, we dig for, we try and find. We get them off everywhere. It's South Africa, it's local, it's global, it's whatever's trending right now. We try and find you the top 5 and bring those to you.
And you know what I did? I looked for South African stories because South Africans need some South African inspiration.
Today, that's what you did?
I did. And there's one story that's not, which I thought was really beautiful. It is a top story as well. But a lot of the ones for today are all South African.
Look at you, inspiring South Africa with good news.
No, it's very important.
No, I agree with you. I don't think that I'm saying that I disagree.
No, not at all.
Not at all, yo.
Okay, so number 5. What we should all love about South Africa, an unbelievably inspirational blog is going viral for all the right reasons. And so it should.
And so it should. So this, I mean, I got to chat to her briefly.
Yes.
And I'm hopefully down in Cape Town on the 15th of May-ish doing a talk down there. And I'm actually going to meet this lady. But tell us what she's written.
Okay. So basically,
take something out of it.
She's got a lifestyle blog. So she blogs about everything. She blogs about what she's passionate about. So health, wellness, personal development, family, kids, the environment, small business, entrepreneurs, food, coffee, and travel. So let me take something out of here.
So it's quite difficult to pinpoint what she actually...
It's a lifestyle blog. And I think that explains it all. So here, for example, she's taken the scenery. What can I say? I'm in love with the beaches, mountains, rivers, lakes, forests, sunsets, farms, and winelands. In a day, I can climb Table Mountain, swim in the icy Atlantic, walk through Newlands Forest, and end a day sipping on a world-class wine at a wine farm while watching a magnificent sunset. Are you kidding me?
So here's the thing I think as South Africans that we do often.
Yes.
And we're really good at. We forget how beautiful South Africa is.
Yes, exactly.
We don't subscribe to what we have around us. And I think if you stop right now, while you're sitting listening to this, stop and think of 5 things that you could be thankful for that is South African, you'd realize what a beautiful
place
we live in.
Not only that, look around. Just look around. And she's got here the people, the scenery, the music, the beaches, the creativity, the industry, the culture, the comedians, the icons, the sports. And I mean, she can go on forever, really.
That's
beautiful. It's a beautiful blog.
Crazy. I just want to say we've just received the WeChat message from Pedro. Pedro, if you go onto Facebook and search for South African, So search South African. You'll see the video up on there.
Yes.
Just to let you know. Sorry for interrupting. What do we have at number four?
No problem. South African company is taking on unemployment at base level, teaching people how to make better CVs.
Right.
Which is so important.
So we've had Mike in the studio before as well. Mike Sharman.
Yeah.
He owns a company called Retroviral.
Yes.
And there's this shift at the moment with creatives, with advertising agencies, with businesses in South Africa to start doing good and giving back.
Yes.
That's sort of the place where corporates are in. Why? Because if our government's not doing it, someone else has to.
That's it.
So his client was, what are they called? Clear for Men?
Clear for Men, yes.
Clear for Men.
It's a skincare brand.
A skincare brand.
Yes.
For men. And what they've decided to do is to help young men, and not just men, because girls can subscribe to it as well.
Yes.
You can go onto the website. I think it's clearformen.co.za today.
Yep.
And they will help you create the most amazing CV.
And that's what he said here as well. Your CV is the first impression. And what he found is that people were sending through CVs, and he was quite concerned, actually, because these are new school leavers. They don't have exposure. They haven't been taught how to do. Put their CV together. And this is why. I mean, he's seen the gap, and he's taken it with both hands.
It's a pretty amazing story. So I did this charity sort of day at Girls and Boys Town in Soweto, and I judged a talent competition, which was pretty cool. But I've also done a bit of work there where I've worked with the kids. And one of the things that we try and do is help these kids develop their CVs. And I need to tell you that when you're privileged going to a Model C school, you're taught a very different curriculum to what someone who may be a little bit more disadvantaged
is.
So, I saw some people online going, CVs are not the problem. You can't concentrate on that. But actually, you can.
It is.
And by assisting someone with their CV, you are really making a difference. A couple of things. One, they do have, so that they're in that community, this disadvantaged community, the center, which is open for everybody to come in and utilize their resources, has got internet access.
So you're able to. Yeah.
What the CV builder does is it assists you in becoming self-aware. Just a little bit of self-aware of who you are, so you're able to plot that onto a really styled out CV, which I think is important. That's important.
And wow, actually.
Correct.
It's a creative way of describing yourself, which people don't understand.
Don't. And this gives you the ability to do that. So
that's,
I think,
beautiful.
It's flippin' cool. Well done. To, I think it's Retroviral. Yeah. It is the people that developed it. I think it's on the story.
It is there. Forgot the name. I'll tell you now.
Retroviral, Clear for Men, and then the actual developers were...
Worldland Collective.
Well done to you guys for collaborating and doing something absolutely epic. I'm going to post that story up onto my pages so you can go find them. What do we have at number three?
The first Tesla battery installed in South Africa home. South African home.
So we all know about Tesla.
I think they're going to be in debt for the rest of their lives, but...
I don't think it's that expensive.
You know what? To change a standard home, a normal home, a modest home, costs anywhere between 350,000 rand.
Let me maybe ask this. Maybe this is a better question.
Yes.
What is the average amount that people are paying for electricity every month? Because it keeps going up.
1,500 rand, I think, in winter maybe.
And that's 1,500 rand and upwards.
Yes, I think, and up.
There's a lot of houses.
Mine has reached like 7,000 rand.
Wowzers.
In winter.
Yeah. So I think, imagine taking
insane.
That 7 grand a month and extrapolating it over a couple of months and being able to then go, okay, I can afford to put this battery in my house with solar panels, and you go off the grid.
Mm-hmm. And that's why she said as well, she said it'll be paid back. Let me find the right, I think she said 7 years.
7 years?
Yeah.
She
will have paid it back in 7 years, and then they're completely off the grid.
Look, that's what excites me, is to be off the grid.
8 years.
I could think of nothing better than to be off the grid. I think that's... You know, not,
and this
not
thing
be,
is so pretty.
Not be reliant on...
It's not ugly at all.
Correct.
As we know, Elon Musk is... I mean, the CEO of Tesla is Elon Musk, and he's South African.
Man, he's rad. Yeah. I'm going to post that story up. It comes with a little video as well, so you can see the family who have got the first Tesla battery in South Africa that's being installed in their house. What's pretty cool is I feel like we're living in the future right now.
Which is amazing.
It's flipping cool. What do we have at number two?
A father is reunited with his daughter after finding her at a homeless shelter. I'm finished for myself.
I'm finished for you too. I can't even. It's a hectic story, man. The girlfriend or whatever left him.
They had a baby together.
And she left, and he just didn't hear from them.
They were apart for nearly 2 years.
And he tried to find them wherever he could and sort of whatever. And then they showed up.
Yeah, well, they moved. They were actually living in different cities, different towns. And talking to his mother at a restaurant, a friend phoned him to say that he saw Harmony, his daughter, at a Salvation Army site in a different town. Can you believe that?
I'm a little bit, it's beautiful that they've been found and things are great and things are happening, but I'm a little heartbroken at the same time because, you know,
Instead of the dad looking after her for that time that the mother couldn't. You know what? Some people are funny when it comes to things like that. It's a spite thing.
It's a spite thing. We're just glad that he found his daughter, and it's cool story, actually.
Happy.
We're not gonna harp on the before, it's the after, and what sort of happened. We'll post that up online with the photos. What do we have at number one?
Wow, this is amazing. I think we should go to Khayelitsha and start like sifting through all the teens and the kids over there, because it seems like a lot of amazing things coming out of Khayelitsha.
What has come out of Khayelitsha?
Teens discover amazing way to save maize and save lives. Well, we've had a lot of stories on the show from teens and school leavers from Khayelitsha going off and doing amazing things internationally.
So I think the other side of that is that the kids of South Africa are just jumping on board and doing what they have to do to make South Africa better. And these two teenagers, very intelligent girls, they saw that there was a problem with the maize and that the crops were getting this
18 and 17 years old.
They were getting this fungus or something.
Yeah.
That's happening to the maize in the whole of South Africa. How do we not know about this? Why is no one talking about it? Well, they are, and they did, and they've come up with something that's absolutely amazing. They don't tell you what they've done because they don't think they want to give away the secret.
I think they are. Where did they go? They went overseas. They're going overseas for a international science fair.
Yeah, okay, so it's really cool. They're getting an accolade for what they've done, and they've literally changed the face.
And they are now, I mean, exactly, and they are now testing it. They're actually taking it to, what do you call them? Why has it gone out of my head?
I don't know.
Labs. Laboratories. Scientists. No.
So today on The Good Stuff, we'll be playing charades throughout the show.
Yes.
If you have any idea what we're talking about,
A 17 and an 18-year-old have found this thing that scientists haven't even...
No, I know. You know what? It's opportunistic. So South Africans, we are opportunistic.
Well
and
done,
we do incredible
girls.
Things. And they've done incredible things. We're going to post those stories up online. Every week we bring you the top 5 good news stories. And that was it. That's what we have for this week. If you want more good stuff... there's always good stories that are trending and good things that are happening. You just go over to goodthingsguy.com and all the stories live there. This is The Good Stuff on Cliff Central. So this is the new one from Pink, from the new Alice. Oh, I don't even have your mic on. From the new Alice in Wonderland movie.
It's beautiful.
You know, she does these powerful anthems where she literally just unpacks being
like
proud of who you are.
It's a morning get going song.
It is a morning get going song. Here's a little bit of the chorus. Just like fire burning up the way, if I could let the world up for just one day. Watch this madness, colorful charade. No one can be just like me anyway. Just like fire. Yeah, like a fire starter. Another fire starter. Who we have in studio, and I'm excited to have you here.
The good stuff.
Shlubi's made it to the good stuff, yo. The good stuff.
It's a privilege, Brent. Hi, good morning.
Don't ever. I'm so honored to have you on the show. Shlubi and I, we only see each other at staff parties. and she's so well behaved. She's a fitness fanatic. And then you get me at the bar drinking all the wine.
It's fine. I'll have a sip or two or three or four.
But that's the only time we really get to connect, is when we're at the staff parties.
Really, I really truly thank you for being on your show. I've always wanted to be on your show because you have such inspiring and motivating stories, and I'm glad to be part of it for once.
Well,
this morning,
this is why you're here, right? You're doing something which is absolutely epic. You are one of the champions for the Red Bull. What's it called? Wings of Change.
Wings for Life.
Wings for Life.
Wings for Change is a good start. World Run.
Yes.
It really is about finding spinal cord cure. It really is about spinal cord research. It's, you know what I love, Brent? I'm not just a fitness freak. You know what I mean? I'm not necessarily the fastest. I'm not necessarily like the strongest, but I like to do things that have a really great message to it. I like to do things that really have great company and motivate other people. Not necessarily to be the champions of the world, but to be champions of a cause. And that's really, really great. And I love being part of a global, you know, outreach. I love being a global citizen. So what is so unique and so special about this race is that we're all running at the same time.
But this is what I said, right?
Around the world.
It's happening in like 35 countries or places around the world.
Yes, that is incredible.
All at the same time.
Yes. I mean, obviously, the GMTs will be different, but literally we start at the same time. And what's also unique about this race, Brent, is that there's no finish line. Okay, there's a catcher car, which is driven by a Dakar champion. So everybody who's involved with this is just a champion. It's just so cool on so many levels. And basically, you can run 5, you can run 10Ks, you can jog, you can do it with your friends. And as long as the catcher car catches you, that's when your race is done. So it's cool like that.
So are there any winners?
There are. I mean, you know what? In every single country, the person who runs the longest distance before the catcher car catches them or her is the winner. So those are usually the real pros who just jump on board to this because it's a good kind of training session for them. But ultimately, you're a champ because you're doing...
It's your distance. It's your distance.
You know what I mean? You're doing it for a great cause. And for a change, Wings for Life and Red Bull are doing it in Johannesburg instead of the beautiful city of Cape Town. But apparently, you know, Joburg is the running capital of South Africa.
All the runners come.
It's amazing because, you know, the scenery is so kind of urban here, but it's great.
It's still beautiful.
It's still beautiful. So we're really going to be treated in Centurion.
So I said you're a fitness fanatic. Are you a runner? Is that your thing?
No, but we'll see.
She's a warrior.
I'm not a runner, but I like to do trail runs, and it's just the camaraderie, and it's just the environment, and it's for the great cause, Brent. So are you running?
I'll run. I was going to say, have you got a team?
No, I don't, but...
Can we run together?
We can run together. Firstly, I am part of Team Red Bull, but I'm inviting all my friends.
I would love to just run alongside you guys.
Come, let's just do it, you know, and it's a great day. And afterwards, we actually have footage. They're big screens by the time you finish, and you can see all the runners on the rest of the world and what they're going through. You see people going through snow, guys. You see people going through mountains. It's really, it's truly spiritual
Red Bull
experience.
You know how Red Bull is, honey.
One of the things, so I did this freedom ride on Sunday.
How was that?
It was insane. It was insane.
Nelson Mandela Bridge.
I've always wanted to do the cycle tour around Soweto, that you can get on those bicycles and do Soweto. And now I've done it. Yeah. Like, I was around Soweto. We did Vilakazi Street. Yeah. I was going to take a photo of Nelson Mandela's house, but it looked like a bunch of cyclists were attacking us. So I thought, rather not.
I'll come back another time.
I'll come back another day.
How was the turnout?
It was massive. It was massive.
Well done.
One of my friends who did the cycle challenge with us did the hand cycle because he's in a wheelchair. So can he do this race with us?
Yes. You know what's so important to me is that one of my my other two official ambassadors for Red Bull are Peter Dupree, who has been nominated for the most prestigious award in the world, the Laureans.
Wow.
So that is great. And also Zuki and Zoe. Yeah. So they're just really creating awareness for other people in wheelchairs. And guys, obviously as abled people, really have much experience really literally climbing into the shoes of their lives. Mm. And what I love about this race, it really puts me face to face with people with disabilities.
Man.
And where you can really make a difference in their lives and just be aware and just have a consciousness. And that's what this race has done for me.
Well, I hope Matt's listening. He usually does listen to the show. Matt, we're going to put
Matt, come run with us. Please,
come run with us.
Make it happen.
We're going to do a little team. When are we running? When is the date?
8th of May.
8th of May.
Supersport Park. We all know where that is.
Supersport Park.
In Centurion.
Yes.
And I think the start time is, it's a Sunday, and I think it's at 1 o'clock. So entries are 250 Rand. All proceeds go to the Wings for Life Foundation. As I said to you in the beginning, it's for spinal cord research. And you know what? In South Africa, it's about criminal activities. That's how people end up in wheelchairs. It's about the accidents. And it's about sporting injuries.
Yes.
Yep.
So really, we need to take part because it's so relevant and real to South Africa. Wow.
Okay, so I'm gonna run next to Chloe. I must warn you, I don't talk when I run. I listen to tunes.
Oh, bah, bah, yay. Bah, bah, bah.
Listen to a bit of music, but I'll run alongside you.
I would love that.
And I'll go as far as you go.
We take a lot of pictures for the good stuff.
We're going to take a lot of pictures. And I'm also going to get Matt on board. I'm going to get Matt on board so he runs with us on the 8th of May.
You promise?
I promise.
I would love that.
That is a promise to you that I make. How do we enter? How do we register? Is there details?
Website is wingsforlife.worldrun.com. Sorry, my boss is here. wingsforlife.worldrun.com. That's basically how you enter. All the information's on the website. And, you know, just go through any social
and
media.
And we can
of
follow
Red Bull
you as well.
And
hey?
Follow me and Slubimbo, yeah?
That's
one,
it.
Instagram and Twitter is Slubimbo.
Look, I must be honest. I posted a photo of Slubi this morning. It's a normal Good Stuff
Honey,
magazine that I do.
Wow.
And Slubi, I don't think I've ever had that many retweets in my life.
Keep and bring me on your show.
I'm going to keep. You need
Beautiful.
To come like once a month. Just come and pop your head in here.
I would love to.
Amazing. It's been incredible having you on the show. I'm going to retweet all of those links out. I hope the Red Bull team are listening. I did tweet Hayley this morning.
Yes.
So that she could tune in as well. I'm excited to be part of this. I'm going to run. We're going to get Matt involved. It's really, really exciting. Mm. Quick shout out. You also have a show on Cliff Central.
I was going to say. Don't forget to listen on a Thursday. 2 to 3 future CEOs is helping ambitious entrepreneurs fast track and grow their careers.
So they have an incredible show. It's her and Gareth Armstrong. They're together. I'd advise you to listen to it. It will really inspire you in a leadership role and
That's
entrepreneurship.
Awesome.
It's a cool show. The thing about Cliff Central is we don't get to see a lot of each other because our shows are so different and at different times, but we get to listen to each other's shows.
I'm
going to
have you
rad.
On my show one day, okay?
Man, I'd love to. This is the good stuff
we
on
love you.
Cliff
thank
Central.
You.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
On radio. On radio. More of the good stuff. CliffCentral.com.
Helen tucked herself into the hotel room bed and noted that the feather down duvets were the softest she'd ever felt.
And now, more on the dust mite that is causing the latest outbreak of avian flu across the city.
It was hard to describe such softness, but armfuls of adorable baby birds sprung to mind.
Thanks, Ken. Health professionals have just confirmed that the mites have been breeding predominantly on duck feathers.
Helen cocooned herself in layer upon layer of the abundant feathery duvet, disappearing beneath the cloud-like swaddling.
The mites are said to be accessing the human body through nasal inhalation, and that's where the contamination begins.
This moment was so spiritual for Helen, she began doing her yoga breathing exercises. Inhaling deeply through the nose.
Experts have asked the public to be on the lookout for early symptoms, including elevated temperatures as well as rapid swelling of the extremities.
Helen was overcome with a blazing sensual heat. Her lips felt effortlessly pouty, and even her breasts felt surprisingly full. At Road Lodge, there's no chance of our feather duvets giving you avian flu, because there are no feather duvets. Road Lodge, the no-frills one-star hotel.
On radio. On radio. More of the good stuff. CliffCentral.com.
So every week, I mean, we've just interviewed Klubi, which is absolutely amazing what she's doing. We get to interview amazing people. I did throw forward last week that we'd have Miss Earth South Africa in studio with us. The institution, Ella Bello. Where are your glasses, first of all?
My bad.
Yeah, you're fired. You are fired. This is your first and last time that you'll be in this studio.
Just send the glasses.
Ella's got this great way. Whenever she goes up, I've seen her in a couple of talks and I've seen her in a couple of different spaces. She puts on these massive green glasses. What are they for?
You know what? It's just really a message. It's for people like you to remember. And then, of course, you know, to point it out and be like, Ella, where are your glasses? But it's really just to have people remember that the message behind them is to always look through green lenses. Look through these eyes of yours at everything that you do and see how you are able to reduce, reuse, recycle, respect not only Mother Nature but people as well, because we are part of nature. And you know, people go on saying, oh, save the earth, save Mother Earth. It's not about that. It's about saving the people that are taking resources from the earth. So it's just these big gigantic glasses that I take around to schools and kind of get kids laughing at me but saying, you know what, we get the message.
So clever.
And also, like, that's how I remember you, which is phenomenal.
Okay, great.
It's sunk in there. I've used this year as a huge year for recycling. I've gotten majorly into it. I first bought the digester or the compost. That's yes. massive. So I got that. And then just this weekend, I went and bought these massive bins, like the green pick it up bin. Mm, yes. But I've got one for paper and one for glass. And I'm like, I'm gonna do it.
It's so important.
In it to win it. I'm gonna recycle. I want the world to survive because I want to survive.
For sure.
That's what it's about. Miss South Africa,
Earth South Africa.
I just
it's
lost
okay.
it. Miss Earth South Africa is an incredible initiative that I've been able to be a part of for a very long time, where you've invited me to the launches. I've got to meet some of the girls. Mm-hmm. The projects that you people do are amazing.
Thank you.
Amazing. And apparently we only have a week left to register.
Correct. We're looking for our new Miss Earth South Africa of 2016. So we're asking all the ladies out there, young from 18 to 28, come register, apply to the program. Give us the opportunity to change life. Give us the opportunity to change your behavior. Yes, we're going to be teaching you how to recycle, but we're going to teach you about how to go into schools and inspire young people to do the same.
So I think what's really cool about the institution and what you guys run is even if you enter and you don't win, you still become part of an alumni. And you all work together continuously. So this group of women who are leading and changing South Africa just keeps growing, which I think is so flippin'
and
cool.
And they still do amazing things even after.
Correct. Have you had quite a lot of people register for this 2016 year?
We have. We've got our casting dates outlined for the whole of May, which is wonderful. We've got Northwestern, Durban, Johannesburg, Cape Town, etc., Bloemfontein, where we've got these young women who are so excited and inspired to do something for their community. And I think this really gives them the platform to do that, because a lot of people go around saying, oh, I want to do something, I just don't know how. And this is the platform to do it.
So how do people register? How do they get involved? How do they stay in touch?
Okay, so they can. There's lots of ways of doing it, but one of the ways to get access to the application form is on the website, www.missearthsa, as in South Africa, sa.co.za. We are on Instagram, missearth_sa, and then, of course, Twitter as well with the same handle, missearth_, which is the little line at the bottom. Some people are still like, what's an underscore? The little line at the bottom in SA. And it's just really about communicating with the office. If you have any questions or your concerns, you know, everybody's not too sure about the process, speak to us, because this is really something valuable, where you do become a part of an Earth family, where you do learn about the environment, you become an environmental ambassador. But the best part about it is that you're able to do something for the environment, for the people of your community.
Man, I love it. I love it. We've had the girls in here from last year. We get to go to the media launches and really get involved with what these ladies are doing. And it is phenomenal. Some of the all of the projects that you're doing is incredible. And each girl within the Miss Earth South Africa, they take on various projects where they're changing South Africa and the world. So kudos to you. Kudos to your team. I'm excited to see what comes out of this sort of run. Mm. And I'd like some of the girls to come into studio. So once you've got the final, I don't know, 100, 50, 24, whatever the number is, let's bring them in and talk about the projects that they're doing.
That'll be great. And, you know, I think when you say our projects are so phenomenal and incredible, thank you for all those beautiful compliments. But I think it's really, you know, there's a passion behind it. There's a reason why we're doing a waste project with Pick It Up. There's a reason why we're doing a water saving project with rainwater harvesting. Or, you know, there's reason behind it, so that there can be sustainability after the project. And I think that's what makes it so special, because we know what we're doing it for. Mm. We know that we're doing it for the community, and they're able to adopt the project and take ownership of it. And I think it's a win-win on both sides.
So. Man, so cool. Thank you for being here. We're going to keep following you, and I look forward to having ladies in studio so we can see what they're doing. Something else in a project that we spoke about recently was Mad to Run.
Welcome back.
Oh, welcome back, you. Rob.
It's good to be back.
You made it all the way to Cape Town and back.
Yeah, no, we did. It was a good run, and it was actually quite a cool experience, and I'm glad to be back there. It's nice to have done one piece.
Well, so for those that don't remember, you guys decided to do a relay race from Johannesburg to Cape Town. How long did it take you?
So the team took about 7 days or so to get down. We left on a Friday before the Two Oceans, and we ran down that whole week to get down there on the Friday, registered, and then we finished off and did the half marathon together just for some cheers. So.
Man, that is so, so, so cool. But that's not why we're in studio. We're not talking about that this week.
No, we're not talking about Mad to Run this week.
Rob has pulled me in. Don't ask me how. I don't know what exactly I'm doing, but I know that it involves a bicycle. It's, I think, 1 o'clock in the morning.
Class,
And a little bit of tequila might be involved as well, which I'm quite excited about. What is going on?
Okay, so the long and short of it is the Insurance Institute of Gauteng, also known as the IIG, is having their first 24-hour charity spinathon cycle. So it's this Friday, and there's 24 one-hour slots that a company will rent out, and everybody then cycles for the hour, has a vibe, has a good time. So the one that we're doing is from midnight till 1 o'clock. So you're joining me for that one. You can sit on a stationary bike. We're going to have wireless headphones for a silent cycle, and there will be also tequilas and beers and stuff like that. But the bottom line is all for charity. It's the first time it's done. It's an initiative by the Insurance Institute of Gauteng. So it's a really, really cool vibe and idea that's been implemented. It is
How cool. How cool, right?
That's very different.
Yeah. Look, I'm the good things guy. But I love tequila and I love going out and I love a big fat jaw. If I can add charity and a little bit of jolling, bring them together.
And besides, you're up at that time anyway on the weekends.
Yeah, it's not like you're going to be, it's a Friday night. I mean,
hey,
come on.
Hey,
what are you trying to insinuate?
It's not going to be difficult.
I'll push through.
Yeah, you'll push through. No, we appreciate that.
It won't be too tough. No. I'm excited. If anybody else wants to join, can they?
Yeah, so the best part to do, like, we are pretty open, especially in the evening slots. There are a couple of spaces missing. So I think just tweet me at Rob Saffer. That's got two Fs. And we'll get in contact, take from there. But the rest thing, I'll be going from roughly about lunchtime.
Can you do more than one slot?
You can do more than one slot.
Well, he just said he's going to be there from lunchtime. Yeah. Are you going to be cycling with me as well?
So I need at least about six of the slots, I think. And then I'll be filling in where the guys need extra riders.
So you're actually doing...
Not all 24 hours. Yeah, you can do more.
No. I'm good with an hour with a bit of tequila on a bicycle. I'm good with that. Yeah. That makes sense to me. I'm keen to do it. Kerry, are you going to join?
You're welcome to, Kerry. The bottom line is, at the end of the day... You can have a Jägermeister. But,
No.
The bottom line is, over just under R500,000 will be raised for charity on that day for different charities, which is the best part about it. So a lot of guys will benefit, and it's just a really great initiative.
Flippin' cool. I'm excited to be there. It's going to be absolutely amazing. I'm also going to tweet out your link now so that people can get hold of you, and then also put an article up on Good Things Guys so that people can get all the information, which I think is really rad. I'm going to ask you to shift over just a little bit. We've lost Paige and Kirst. I don't know what they're doing. Are you coming into studio?
No, they're not.
So they're giving it up for Jem.
Yes.
We've had an action-packed show today. So many inspirational stories. I'm going to ask you to come a little bit forward so that we can get you onto the microphone. You're part of the Jem Project.
Yeah, how's it going, Brent? Thanks for having me.
It's great having you here. I don't know much about it except that we're going to be cleaning up Lone Hill, apparently. Is that correct?
Definitely, yeah. So come Saturday, we're going to be painting, scraping, weeding, cleaning graffiti, all sorts of wonderful things in conjunction with the community.
Did you just hear I'm going to be cycling at 1 o'clock in the morning drinking tequila? So if I come there, I'm going to be a little bit tired.
As long as you bring a good vibe, we're happy.
What is the Jem Project? How did it formulate? What is it about?
So in essence, the Jem Project is a mobile payment platform to reward social action. So people log on to either the smartphone app or the USSD function, and they find out how to go about doing good deeds in their community. So once they've done their good deed, they get rewarded with gems as a token of appreciation. And with those gems, they can buy data, airtime, electricity, movie tickets. So it's just a way to reward being socially proactive.
Man, it's so important. I think it's so everybody wants to do good, which is my inherent belief, is that everybody wants to do good. The second part of that is if we can make it easier for people to do good, they'll jump in and do good. And you're doing that by paying them. It's ridiculous.
Mm. Yeah, that's exactly it. I think for the lower income individuals, it's a really nice incentive. You know, they get a bit of disposable income to buy things that they wouldn't necessarily have, like data and airtime. And then for the middle to upper income individuals, it's just a place of finding how to go about doing good in their community. A lot of people really do want to help out. South Africa as a nation is generally very altruistic, but I think a lot of the NPO sectors make it very difficult to facilitate that process.
100%. Yeah. And if you can be the conduit in between to assist everybody and bring them together and make it easier, that ticks all the boxes. What is the plan for Saturday?
So everyone's going to be arriving at 8:30. We're all going to meet up, register, have a brief on what's going to be happening, and then our lovely facilitation team, Kirst and Paige, are going to be dividing everyone into teams. And they're going to be going to different spots in Lone Hill with a dedicated activity schedule, so to speak. So everything's provided for you. You just need to bring yourself and plenty of smiles, good vibes, and yeah, we're ready to rock and roll.
Man, that's excited. How do we get involved?
So you download the app, which is just search Jem Project on Android or iOS, or you can follow us on Facebook, jemproject.org. We're also on Twitter and Instagram, jemproject_.
It's that simple. They've made it simple for you to give back, do good, and get paid for it, so we can get some airtime and data and all sorts of good stuff. Do you do these projects quite often? Is it something that sort of rolls out that people, if they log onto the app, will they be able to do a couple of things, or is this sort of once a month?
So the cleanup itself is organized by GEM, but we have up to 6 activations every weekend throughout Greater Johannesburg where people can literally just plug and play, go about doing a good deed and go home feeling good about themselves. So it's a win-win for everybody.
Man, Kerry, I actually can't get over the amount of cool stuff we've had in our show today.
Brent, you're making me excited. Like just being here, I feel like jumping out of my seat.
It's just insane.
And you know what? If you go into GEM's sites, they've got stuff all the time.
For real?
All the time.
I know we featured them before, but I didn't know that you were following them.
Yeah, of course.
Kerry, you're my new best friend. We'll chat afterwards.
All right, so action-packed weekend, action-packed stuff going on. I'm going to put all of this online so you can follow it. It's been an action-packed show today. I'm going to be drinking tequila on Friday night while riding a bicycle.
Oh, wow.
And then on Saturday, I'm going to be painting, scraping, and de-weeding. But I'm going to get free airtime for it, which I will give away to charity, hopefully.
And if you bring your tequila, we're not going to say no either.
So well, there we go. We're going to
make it a funful day.
We're going to turn Saturday into a party.
At 8 o'clock in the morning, Brent.
Never.
Just bring the tequila at 8 o'clock in the morning.
It's 12 o'clock somewhere.
Carry on through. There we go.
12 o'clock somewhere. It's been an amazing show. We need to stay motivated. We need to inspire others. We're in this together, and the only way we'll get through this is together. I flippin' love Tuesdays. It's been so cool having everybody in studio. We've got like a massive
crowd.
Huge crowd photo. It's crazy. Remind us that greatness lies even in the smallest of moments, in the humblest of hearts, and we shall each of us be called to greatness. Whether we shall rise to meet it or let it slip away is the challenge put before us all. I'll leave you with that. That's the good stuff for this week. If you want to tune into any of the other shows, just log on to cliffcentral.com. We post everything up there. Nothing is sort of date related. So the good news, it travels and it lasts forever. If you want to get inspired, log on there and you can find out all the information. I look forward to bringing you updates on the Miss Earth South Africa campaign, which hopefully they'll send us through next week. They've also left me with some literature, so I'm going to read a bit of that. I've got some books. I can tell you something next week that I've learned. This is the good stuff on Cliff Central. Please have a terrific Tuesday.
More of the good stuff. CliffCentral.com